Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Welcome one and all to Super Megacast episode 157. We have some news, Matt and I, who is sitting to my right. Isn't that right, Matt?
That's absolutely right, my friend Ryan McGee.
One bit of news more important than another piece of news, which we will share after this.
What are we announcing first?
That we're recording in the...
Oh, yeah. So we are... This is the first ever thing...
Matt's brain. What's new about this?
Well, no, I didn't know if we were announcing him or we're announcing the podcast.
No, we're not announcing him.
No.
Jesus.
Sir.
Dude. Seriously? We said not to talk.
Speak when spoken to.
Anyways, Matt. Come on, buddy.
So listen to this. We are... This is the very first thing we are ever recording from our brand new podcast studio.
Still not fully set up.
Not fully done. But it's at the point now where we have enough equipment. The soundproofing has all been installed. A very lovely company helped us out. We got the chairs. We got everything. And now we're in our little podcasting room. And it feels good. It feels really nice.
I can just sit in this relaxing chair and actually look at people. Because before we recorded on a couch.
Yeah.
So we'd all be facing forwards. And then we'd have to crane our necks 90 degrees to look at one another.
Like a deep ass couch too.
Yeah.
Like, so we were like sitting back in this thing and we'd have to just look at each other. My phone.
Was that your phone?
My phone went off. It was a text tone. Sorry.
It's fine. It
has to happen,
first time,
right?
For everything.
Yeah, first time for everything.
There was something else. What was it? Hold on 1 second. I'm
Jackson got a haircut.
Yeah, Jackson got a haircut. There was some...
Harrison is getting his motorcycle license.
He needs to do that quick. Doesn't he only have a month to get all that shit figured out?
Yeah, he has like 2 or 3, I think.
Okay.
I think until some point, like...
Does he know what kind of motorcycle he's getting?
Yeah. He's a real cheap.
Oh, Justin's here.
Oh, okay. Justin.
Hi, yeah. I mean,
what's up, man?
I like how you guys said that I was the less important news.
I mean,
when it first started, I was.
I mean, what do you think you're more important than the business exceeding
no,
in
God,
its personal
no.
goals?
It was just good to hear. It's nice.
You're
nice
a part of the
to,
business. Do you think
nice
you're bigger
grounded.
Than the business?
No.
Because, Justin, I like you're over here saying it's nice to stay grounded, but at the same time, staying grounded does not sound like someone proclaiming that they're higher than the business they work for. That's kind of the opposite. That sounds like Justin's on a jumbo jet 50,000 feet above the ground.
Well, we're here just picking up trash, trying to help out the environment down below on Earth.
Justin's smoking cigarettes inside, which we said you couldn't do, but he has been doing. Throwing them on the carpet. You burned the carpet at least 3 times now.
I said at least, like, if you're going to smoke, don't smoke 100s. Smoke regulars.
And yes, but the 100s, Justin, I can't believe you got addicted to nicotine that fast.
Look, we went to Staples earlier, and there were a bunch of signs there, and I didn't see a no smoking sign get bought. So I just assumed that
that's true.
Maybe we need to buy one
we
of those.
We bought the bathroom signs. We bought the office sign. We didn't buy the no smoking sign.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's pretty – I mean, you shouldn't have been smoking in Staples either, but it was – you know, it's pretty apparent you shouldn't smoke in here either. And I prefer, I mean, this recording room is much smaller than the Game Grumps recording room.
Yeah.
So if you do smoke in here, there's not going to be anywhere for that to air out.
So?
I don't want to smell that. You smoke incredibly strong cigarettes, and that will get in my hair. That will get in my clothes.
Oh, okay.
And then when I see my mom later, she'll be like, why were you smoking? I was like, oh, I wasn't smoking. She'll be like, bullshit, you were smoking. And I'll say, no, I wasn't.
People think they can be tricky and get that smoke scent off of them. I worked really hard sometimes to get it off. Have I ever gone through, like, what I would do?
You have, but okay. But let me hear it again.
I mean, Ryan, Justin, in case you ever need to hide the fact that you're smoking from your parents.
This is Ryan's declassified smoke hiding survival guide.
So what you do after you smoke, you have to change shirts. Or if you know you're going to go smoke, you know, have a shirt ready, like an undershirt that you can pull off the overshirt and then it's there.
Yeah.
Because it's going to stick to your clothing, first of all, right? Always have an undershirt prepared. Okay. So you take off the shirt, no more smoke smell on your person. If you have long hair, pull it back because it could get in your hair.
Mm-hmm.
Next, you're going to want to go into the restroom, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then what you're going to have to do is thoroughly wash your hands with hand soap and then wash around your mouth, kind of like a Heisenberg goatee shape. That's what you're working with. Afterwards, you wash that off. Then you're going to take mouthwash, pour mouthwash over your hands and then onto your mouth and then gargle it after you pour it onto your skin because it's alcohol and will get rid of scents pretty quickly.
That I wish I could have been there to watch that one, at one point, because that's just
I have
a,
it down to a T.
You do,
oh,
man.
I did have it.
I think that
he's still hiding it.
When we publish a book, we should have a full color page, like a fun like how to page, but it's just how to cover up the smell of cigarette smoke from your parents.
I think people are always like, when do you know smoking's become a problem? I think when I find myself doing that regularly, so I don't smell like smoke to hide from my loved ones.
And like the fact that you have it ingrained in your brain to such a like methodical.
Oh yeah.
That's what you do. All right, kids, listen up.
Yeah, now you're spreading it to the masses.
Yeah, now all these young fan base, dude. You're really helping out the fans.
The young fans don't need this because they're using Juuls.
Well, now, but underage smoking is going to be on the rise now because
first death of by Juul.
I saw that someone died from vaping.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to say it was Juul, but it was something.
Was it like a hole got burned into their lungs or something? Is that what it was?
That's creepy as fuck.
Well, because no one's done study. They just released these products and people bought them. And I think the problem was that they weren't FDA approved. And the FDA's like, dude.
Yeah, because we don't really know the long-term effects of vaping because it hasn't been around long enough. So
we do know smoking, but people still continue to do it. So I don't think studies really will affect the purchase.
Well, not to mention the fact that when smoking was big in like the 50s and 60s or whatever, like, they would say the doctors wanted you to smoke.
Yeah, I was at a flea market.
Okay, sorry. Justin was telling me that, like, doctors back in the day would legitimately say if you want healthy lungs that you need to smoke.
Yeah, and, like, cigarette commercials. Like,
yeah.
The tobacco industry had a huge hold on everyone.
Okay,
like, everyone smoked.
Maybe not doctors, but commercials for cigarettes were like...
No, yeah, doctors would say it's like, good, it's smooth on your throat. Because I was at a flea market.
Like a lozenge?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. I was at a flea
market. Clean out the lungs, dude.
And they were selling these old cigarette ads you could buy, like, framed. And one of them for cool cigarettes said... It was like, doctors and lawyers both recommend smoking to ease the throat. It's healthy. And I was like, gee, wow. Huh. How far that has come.
Yes, because if there's one person I'm going to take advice from, it's a lawyer. Like, when it comes to smoking cigarettes.
Listen.
They know everything.
Should I be smoking these cigarettes? Absolutely. You must do it. I call my lawyer every time before I smoke a cigarette. I say, listen, is this a good move? And he's like, absolutely, it's a good move.
They know law. Obviously, they got to know everything else.
They do.
They must be pretty fucking smart.
They know life.
Well, I mean, talking about health and hygiene... a certain boy to the right of me had a bit of a few.
Oh, yeah. Are we getting into it this early?
Yeah.
I figured that was – all right. Let's get into it.
I mean, it's a good segue. We're talking about hygiene.
Just because –
what better way to talk is there a better segue,
no,
Justin?
No. I mean, this is – I don't think we'd have an easier transition for the rest of the podcast.
Well, I was just going to say –
you jumped on it at a good time.
A lot of people that don't finish the podcast wouldn't hear it this early on. Or, you know, so if my mom wants to tune in, she'll listen to like 20 minutes, then turn it off. And then the real unsavory shit can go there. Or someone that I'm trying to impress could listen to it and then right away be like, oh, you jumped straight into this story. But let's do it.
Yeah.
I am ready to christen this recording room with some brand new stories.
I mean, it happened at the office, so this is business discussion too.
half of it happened at the office.
Okay, oh, you're right. You're right.
50% of it.
Almost two-thirds happened at the office.
Almost two-thirds, but...
But a third time did not occur.
Yeah.
And if you and people are wondering, what the fuck are they talking about? They're keeping me on the edge of my seat. Matt, can you explain what happened multiple times yesterday? Well, before that, can you introduce yourself to the audience again? Say, hello, my name is blank, blank, first and last name.
We're setting
say
up
your
like
age, and then continue with the story. Say your like how far you
like
made
a
it through education.
Speech.
It's so like a Law and Order episode.
Here, Matt, before you start the story, remember, first and last name, age, and your education.
Okay. That just makes it sound even worse then.
I know.
Hey, everybody. My name is Matt Watson. Yes, that one from Super Mega. I am 23 years old. My highest level of education is high school. You just wanted to throw that in just so I'd have to say that. Thank
we're
you.
In the same boat, Matt. So
is 1 year of one-fourth of a bachelor's degree, I guess. You could say that.
You only went to college for 1 year?
Yeah.
Oh. I went for two? Yeah, two.
So you have half a bachelor's degree. I have one-fourth. Justin has zero.
I don't think there's a fraction of a bachelor's degree.
Yeah,
I don't think
they
rip a bachelor's degree in half and
here you go.
Hey, you earned it.
You earned it. You get one-fourth every year. Basically, segueing from that, yesterday, to be blunt, I shit my pants. Not once, but twice.
The first time I can forgive you for, because something similar happened to me. You were in your bed.
Okay, well, so...
Weren't you?
Yeah, I was in my bed. It's a disgusting detail. It's about 6 a.m., right? Banana, my cat, wakes me up because he's playing with shit. Yeah. I'm like, oh, okay, he's probably hungry.
He didn't move his litter box?
No. Basically, he's playing with shit, and I'm like, well, I'm awake now. So I roll over in bed, and I'm like, man, it's comfy-ass bed, you know? And I'm there, and I like to sleep in my boxer briefs, right? It's very comfortable. You looked like you almost threw up in your mouth.
There was three times, I don't know if you were looking.
I saw
don't know
three.
If it was in the mind. I was just like, each time I was like, okay, put it down. I burped in my throat. I'm sorry for interrupting this story.
It's okay.
Please continue.
Basically, I'm laying in bed, and I'm like, oh, man, a little rumbly in my tummy. Looks like I must pass gas.
Mm-hmm.
So I do, as all humans do, so don't try to shame me, guys. Cause it's gross. Everybody does it, okay?
Yeah.
I do it, and it's just that sudden, like, stomach-dropping moment, like that heart drop, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That feeling of, like, right before you about to drop on a roller coaster.
The warm air was a tidbit too warm?
A little bit too warm. Okay. Within the canyon, and I'm like, huh. Looks like that didn't feel quite right. And I'm still really tired, so I need to double check this, right?
Because I'm gonna make sure you don't skip certain details, Matt.
Come right. Some of these things were told in private.
Yeah.
So
the people need to know.
I reach. You know what? I haven't told a nasty shit story yet. You told yours about the bathroom, so
yeah.
I'll tell mine.
You reach your bare hands.
My bare hands. I creep my long, slender fingers ever so gently.
I picture this like animated, like it were out of like a where you know those the books. What are they called? The Grimm brothers, the Brothers Grimsby.
Great movie.
Yeah, but the Brothers Grimm, how they have the books and they're all like eerily. Yeah. I pictured my slender fingers,
long, like Tim Burton ass look. He's got like the Edward Scissorhand.
Your fingernails are half the length of your fingers.
My rings were jingling and jangling. As they broached the tight seal of my underwear, slowly navigating across new terrain, we approached the event horizon. And, you know, I mean, if you're in bed and you think you shit yourself, how else do you check, right? You got to stick a finger down there.
You get up, walk to the restroom, pull down your pants, and look.
Well, listen, here's the thing, Ryan. Because if I didn't shit myself, okay, if I did
then
not shit.
You could have gone back to bed.
No, because I would have been wide awake from having to get up out of bed, go to the bathroom, turn the lights on.
So what does it
Because if I
matter?
Didn't shit myself and I stick my finger down there and there's nothing there, I can just go straight back to bed.
So you have to get up to the restroom. Oh, I see.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So basically, I put my hand down there, mm-hmm. and I'm greeted by a little surprise, mm-hmm. That was not not there moments ago.
Well, you had to check to see if it was.
Yes,
you were correct.
Because I was. I was sleepy, and I'm like, well, you know what?
You took your slender fingers out of your shorts.
Oh my God. Yes,
and then what happened?
I withdraw my tool from my drawers.
Well, tool is penis.
Well, okay, sorry. I meant my hand is my. I withdraw my hand from my slacks.
My digits.
What's your first thought when you?
I'm like, okay,
this better not be poop.
This better not be shit, because you know what? I sweat a lot when I sleep. Perhaps it's just ass sweat, and that's what's on my fingers. So basically there's
a little moisture on your fingers.
You're thinking
it's sweat.
There's something. And
oh my God.
There's like there's steps, you know? There's steps in checking if you've shit yourself.
Yeah.
There's passes, right? So first pass came back as a positive, right? And I'm like, uh-oh. Now I need to put it through the second pass to confirm it.
Confirmation test.
And if it checks both those boxes, then yes, you have shit yourself. So the second test is, well, if it is poo-poo, then it's going to smell like poo-poo. So
yeah.
I bring my hand up to my nose for a quick sniff.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm tired.
I'm tired. I'm out of it. I'm groggy.
So you're not fully, you know, you don't have full control of your limbs.
My motor skills have not fully woken up.
Yeah.
Do you know this, by the way, Justin?
No, he doesn't know the details.
I got a text from you yesterday while I was on my way to the airport to fly, because I just got here.
What did the text say verbatim, Justin?
Let me read it. Hold up.
Read the text. No, that's going to spoil
some things. Read that after
yeah, this. Yeah. Gotcha.
Okay.
We'll save
so,
it.
So, approaching my nose, I guess there was a miscalculation in my brain between my muscles and my sense of judgment.
Usually you want to be cautious, much like
when
like
smelling shit, right?
Like an airline going on the runway,
right?
Like arriving onto the runway. Got to be cautious about that shit.
Well, let me tell you, the guys with the little light up cones directing me had not shown up on the job yet, so I was kind of freeballing it. In the moment when I go to procure, is that the word?
Sure.
Procure, yeah.
Procure. Thank you, yeah. Justin. That fourth of a bachelor's degree is showing. I make a misjudgment, and I basically stick my finger into my nose. Which then it did pass the confirmation test. Turns out I had shit myself, and now there was shit on and in my nose, as well as in my underwear. So I quickly sprung up from bed.
It's like in one of those family movies where, like, you know, the mother is baking a cake and the son comes in and she takes a little bit of the ice and goes boop.
It would have been great to imagine some cartoon sound effects right when it hits his nose, just like
yo 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 yo. Pause. Laptop's about to die. Let me plug in the charger.
Why
and
is
then
it
I'll,
about
I'll
to
tell,
die?
I'll tell this story.
Shit.
Okay.
Shit, man.
Run faster.
Go, Matt. Go.
Have I ever told you about the time where I punched myself in the face when I first woke up? Like, actually?
No.
Oh, my God, dude.
Okay, so,
Are we good?
Okay, we're good.
Okay.
So.
Continue, please. After you finish your white claw. Yeah?
So, where was I? I sprung out of bed with a pep in my step.
Uh-huh.
Off to the bathroom. I quickly crept
with your nose freshly covered in poop.
Yes,
a light dust.
Let me be clear, guys.
A little smearing.
No. Well, it's let me.
It's like morning dew.
Let me dispel the rumors before they start. Okay, it was not shit. Well, it was, but it was more of it wasn't like solid feces, right?
It was ass mucus.
Pretty much. It was more like a clear liquid than because I was having some. Ryan just. Dribbled water out.
Wait.
So it was like that.
Let me just hold up. Wait. Ka-choo.
It's dripping out of his beard.
Got it. Okay.
That's a great picture.
I was about to say that should have taken you a lot. Like that took you a little long. Aren't you Gen Z?
Listen. There's that right there. The light source that was fucking up
the
balancing.
Right.
So you guys can get on me about it. You know.
Okay.
Anyway.
Well, I'm gonna dodge that and hand it back to Matt.
Yeah. Thank you.
Good idea.
I go into the bathroom. I drop trow, and you know, just for one final check, just in case. I look. There.
Someone toot?
No, I did not.
I didn't. I swear.
I did not.
I just opened my leg so it could be.
That
me.
Was probably that.
It's that ass mucus.
I look down. I see. I see what God has bestowed upon me. I sit down on the bidet, spray my ass with some water.
The stain was in the shape of Mary Magdalene.
And then I sold it on eBay for $300,000.
The face of Jesus Christ appeared in the shit stain in my underwear.
The tears of joy washed all the shit off my face. So I empty the chambers, right?
Yeah.
Because I was – something was wrong with my digestive system that night because I normally don't shit myself. Mm-hmm. Let me just make that perfectly clear. I normally don't shit myself.
Did you shoot that bidet straight up?
Yeah, I did. I made sure to get that nice and clean.
Let your colon fill up a little
bit? No, I didn't do that. But okay. I go back to bed now and I'm like, man, I can't believe I shit myself. I can't wait to tell the boys about this tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Let's fast forward about 5 hours.
The year is 2019.
We come to work. We get to the Super Megaplex, right? And I'm like, man, Ryan, I shit myself last night in bed. And he's like, whoo. And I
that's a perfect description. That's all I do in the office. Hey, Ryan. Hey. What are you doing? Editing.
You're like the fake dad on
Can I see that edit? Yeah, look. Plays edit, has some sort of sound effect in it. Oh, good job,
good,
Ryan.
Good, buddy, good.
I like
There's
it.
A really funny fart edit. Coming soon, too.
Yeah.
We
teased the video to the Patreon members.
Yeah.
Here's a plug, to a shameless plug to our own Patreon.
But basically, I tell everyone the story of how I defecated myself in bed. And I'm like, man, well, that was embarrassing. I sit down at my desk, start editing, start working on that a live action video.
And I'm out enjoying the fresh air because I like to step outside every now and then.
I'm sitting there and then I'm like, I would do a funny fart. And it just, as smooth as can be, whoop, shit myself again. And this
Did a fart noise even occur?
No, it went,
ooh, silent but deadly.
Silent in the night. And I'm sitting there, and I'm like, oh, no.
I was sitting outside. Jackson came out, he's like, Matt shit his pants again. I was like, what?
He's
like
drunk. Matt shit his pants.
It's a very professional working environment.
And my first thought is, there's no way like he brought a change of underwear. What's he gonna? Is he gonna have to go all the way home?
Well, we'll get there. We'll get there. I need to do the test again, but I'm not making the mistake I made last night. So I'm like, okay. Harris and Jackson are in the room, and I'm like, I think I shit myself again. They're like, No, you didn't. I'm like, I think I really did. So I stand up. And I'm walking to the bathroom, and I'm actually not feeling it. Like, I'm not.
You're
like,
confident. You're like, maybe that was just a warm.
Yeah,
fart.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm not really feeling it. I get into the bathroom, and I drop my trousers, and lo and behold, I have shit myself once again. And I show it to Harrison and Jackson for proof. And now I'm not talking like this. Not this is not like a log
and,
of shit.
And
this
what is
more like a.
And what does Matt do? He doesn't go outside and throw the underwear away that's been soiled. He throws it in the trash can in the restroom.
No, I put it into a bag and took it home.
Because whose underwear is in the trash can when I was taking a doo doo later in the day?
Ryan, I had to put. Ooh. That's the bag I took home.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because you know if you own a home. It can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda,
Whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch, find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You just left it in the giraffe. Why didn't you take it outside?
Because I don't want to sit out there in the sun.
Yeah, you're right.
It's like it's
also
like those...
let me be clear. It was a very small. It was a very small spattering of diarrhea.
Spattering, yeah. It's like those
you couldn't smell it or anything.
Febreze plugins. You exactly. Wanted it in the bathroom, it was you a nice musk. You know.
Yes.
I understand.
So basically, then I luckily Jackson, that son of a bitch, had a pair of underwear and Adidas shorts in his backpack, which I then wore, and I didn't actually realize
because he always has a runaway bag just in case he ever has to just book it
in case shit goes south.
Luckily,
he lent that to me. I didn't realize I was wearing the pants backwards until last night out at a restaurant. But yeah, basically that I almost shit myself a third time. But
where was that?
In the office. Okay. As well. But I did not. It made me. I was like, oh.
So all of this leads to Matt texting Justin,
and the words are, bro, I shit myself twice today.
Yeah. I put it on Twitter as well just to make it apparent, which people thought I was joking. I was not joking.
Nope.
That's not a funny Twitter meme. I actually, at 23 years old, shat myself twice in one day. And, I mean, that's pretty
good,
right?
You also shat yourself in the Grumps office.
That's a story for another day, Ryan.
Have we never told that story?
I think we have told that story.
We must have. Because the last time I shit myself, I think I said it on the podcast, was just like I was sick and I was in bed.
See, that's
and I
an
was
excuse, though.
And I was doing what you do, and I was gonna do a fart and then
to entertain yourself.
Then it just spurted it out of me.
I've been blessed to not have to deal with this in a long time.
When's the last time you shit yourself, Justin?
God, dude, I actually can't remember.
Oh man, I just have not shit myself in so long. It's just I couldn't even think of the time I last shit myself.
Okay. All right. Yeah, so that's how the conversation is.
So
going
on the plane yesterday, Justin did shit himself.
Yeah, next to the nice gentleman I was sitting next to. He had to sniff it the whole way there.
Justin stands up at the end of the podcast and just shit in the chair. I christened the office though. On our
By
second
shitting
our
yourself?
Second our second week of working in the office, I shit my pants.
That is true.
You know?
And we have been doing there's a lot of progress that's been made. Justin got to see the Super Megaplex for the first time. In fact, I mean, yeah, we are recording in the Super Megaplex in the podcast room. We're not using, using the mics. We are going to be
using our
podcast
Let's Play mics right now because there's still one more piece of equipment we need for the podcast mics. But well, a lot of progress has been made very fast, actually. The Let's Play recording room, that's been fully soundproofed. It sounds super clean and nice. We just are waiting for the TV to get here.
Sorry. Jesus Christ.
Waiting for the TV to get here. And then once that's here, we just got to hook up all the wires and we're ready to get back in action recording those Let's Plays.
Wednesday's a day where it's just big setup, cleanup, and just have everything ready. And I don't want to give away what specifically we would be playing, but we're hoping, I think, as you were stating, Thursday will hopefully be the day we will christen that Let's Play room with our buddy Justin.
Yeah.
I'm very excited to share what is planned.
I'm very excited for that, too. It's something I've wanted to play on the channel forever, but I'm like, I'm not good at this. Ryan's not good at this.
I have never been good at this series of games.
Right. Yeah. And it's one of my favorites. Like, my favorite game of all time is a game that's in the series, and the one that we're going
to
play
is
a close.
I'm trying to think. Why do we have to keep it a secret?
I mean, I guess we don't, because it'll come out not that long after this podcast,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I mean, also this podcast,
I mean,
I believe
that's up to you, Justin.
That's actually up to you, buddy.
I mean, not to brag, but I did get you an Animal Crossing episode the day you sent me the footage.
So. Where's the other Let's Plays?
Justin's still up there in that jumbo
hey.
Jet. Yeah,
not a magician.
Let me go on vacation and just not have any work prepared when I leave.
Yeah.
Well, just so you know, I brought my external hard drive with, and I have a video ready to go. I just need to finish it with a few more edits and export it so it can go
See,
up.
That's what I would tell the Grumps when I'd have to be cutting up a commercial and go, how is it coming? I go, oh, I just have to add a few more things. But in reality, I hadn't even put the footage together.
Haven't even put it in
Motherfucker.
Hear that, Brent?
What's he going to do about it?
What, you going to fire us?
I know.
Like Aaron did?
Brent, remember, you work for us now.
That's
just
right.
Just remember that.
You do.
Ooh, yeah. How the tables have turned.
Absolutely.
You used to work for Grumps, and now Brent
works for us.
Sorry, buddy.
Under our, he's licking our boot now.
Yep. Better treat us nice, Brent.
Yeah. We can really.
Because we still have those videos.
Yeah, we have the videos. And we have the test results.
Yep. So
I also have a statement prepared for my visit to the Grumps office last April. Too.
That's right. He did make you very uncomfortably sexually.
Yes. So.
But not, sorry, not necessarily. Well,
I said that wrong.
Allegedly.
He made you uncomfortable in a sexual way. I said uncomfortably sexual.
We don't need to bring it up here. Not the time or place.
Okay.
If something is to happen, though, I got us all covered.
Yeah.
So
okay.
We're good. We're good.
I mean, you don't have to worry about a lot because he is sterile. But, I mean, that's not even a joke. He's sterile.
Yeah.
Would he be mad if we told people that?
Like, well, he brags about it. He's like, I
can get away with this because you won't get pregnant. And I'm like, Brent.
That's not how that works. I mean, technically it is, but it's not like that's not a bragging point.
That's not me.
Yeah. But anyway, enough about Brent's fertility.
Nip tuck in a while. So. Yeah.
Were we gonna say what we were gonna play?
Oh yeah, Justin, you want to announce it?
Yeah.
Sonic Adventure Director's Cut.
Not Sonic Adventure 2 Battle with the Chow Garden.
DX.
Where you can collect unicorns and feed them to your chows,
dude. Ooh.
Is there a Chow Garden in Sonic Adventure?
Yeah. There's Chow Garden. And the Chow Garden in Adventure is better.
The only Sonic games I've ever played, I think, were Sonic. The first one was Sonic Adventure 2. No, the first one was a 2D one, but I can't. I didn't play it that much. But the first one I got into was Sonic Adventure 2 Battle.
Mm-hmm.
Then Sonic Heroes.
Yes, Sonic Heroes is a big one for me.
What was the one where you got to play as big, like.
The werewolf?
The big cat.
That's Sonic Adventure 1, where you fish?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
With the liquid dude.
That's Adventure 1. That's what we're going to do.
I never played that one. I watched my cousin play that. So yeah. Okay, so there's that one. I played Heroes, and then after Heroes, I didn't play one until Mania, and I never finished Mania. But you, like, didn't you want... Did you 100% Mania?
I have actually 100% completed Mania at least 10 times.
God.
And I'll probably play it again when I go home. Like, it's seriously, I would say, my favorite game ever.
When I play a Sonic game, I feel like Matt playing any game.
Thank you.
Damn. That's just, okay.
Yeah, I mean, that speaks volumes, you know?
But yeah, I'm excited to do that one because I think we'll be able to have a lot of fun with it.
I think so, too. Because of having to shift consoles and save files and stuff, things like Animal Crossing and SpongeBob, we have a couple more episodes coming out, but I think recording those might temporarily be a tiny little hiatus, but rest assured, we will be finishing SpongeBob. Stop playing footsie with me,
Ryan. And my boy.
Yeah, you playing footsie?
Yeah.
You got socks. I got shoes on.
Feel this?
I do. I feel your soft.
I don't have athlete's foot, so you're safe.
You sure about that?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, what if you're carrying it but don't have it?
Oh.
So now I'm going to get athlete's foot.
You're wearing shoes.
I'm wearing shoes, but yeah, I mean, it's very easily spread.
How do you think the SpongeBob thing looks? The rehydrated, dude?
No, it looks awesome. I'm so fucking excited for that game.
Cool.
When is that
Thanks,
out?
Everyone, for tuning into the podcast. It's been a good one. So, Justin, can you say your Twitter?
I was going to do something funny, but
I'll keep
that in. That's good. That's good. Also, Justin is, for those of you who have missed the memo, Justin edits all of our Let's Play videos.
Yep.
Yeah. So.
And our the compilations that are on the channel.
Yeah.
He's not Daylobis. He ain't spending every day rewatching the Let's Plays he edits.
Fuck that. Fuck that. I can barely get through them the first watch.
I know.
That person drops.
Yo, yeah.
Compilations
is it Delo?
Delo Beast, I think.
I say Delo Beast.
They drop compilations like it's nobody's
every
business.
Couple days. They and Super Mega Compilations are the two most prominent compilation makers for Super Mega.
It's crazy. I'm like, okay. Also, like, the topic would be so specific. It would be like, damn Daniel. Like, times we've said, and it's like 40 minutes long. And I'm like, how did you go through these videos?
My favorite compilation they've done is the Brent compilation.
That's a good one, yeah. That's a good one.
They did one where it was just their favorite, but like, I guess my best edits, like an hour-long compilation.
I think it was just all of your edits, almost.
Was it all of them?
It wasn't like it was all the ones where it's kind of like, it was
more than just like a zoom in or something. Yeah, yeah. That was cool because like it's getting to the point now where I've done so many videos that I'm starting to forget edits I've done.
It'll come a point, Justin, which you're probably approaching it soon, where you'll be like, you'll see a video series way back in the channel and be like, oh yeah, I forgot they played that and I edited that.
Oh, it's like, already like that. Like, I forgot you guys did Wheel of Fortune.
Exactly, man. I mean, there's so many. There's times where I'll see, like, I'll go back on old videos on our channel. I'm like, we played that? I could not tell you a single thing about
and
that.
And we edited it. I remember, like, when I'm thinking of Mario Odyssey, I know for a fact that, like, I edited a lot of that series. But, like, if I go any further back, it's a throw up. I'm like, I don't know who edited that. I couldn't tell you.
There's some where I'll remember specifically because I remember, like, late at night just being like,
yeah. Well, if there's one, those nights.
Those nights, man.
nothing like those nights when we first started. Staying up till 4, 5, 6 a.m.
It was exhausting. It was fun, though. It was exhausting. It's not sustainable. Luckily, now we put that onto somebody else now, so they have to deal with that. But
this is kind of like, this is the best case scenario of that situation. Because in that time period, we were on our own, and we couldn't really afford to be on our own. But now, we can. Because of, one, the success of our channel, the connections we've made, and people who support us via Patreon. Or by simply just watching the videos.
Yeah, yeah. You hear that? We're big shit now, guys. So
big shit.
We're big shit.
Big enough not to be recording in our living room.
I think I meant to say it was either gonna be big shots or hot shit, and I just ended up saying big shit. We are big shit now, guys.
Because think about it, we didn't really have a break from it. It was our two, my bedroom on the left, your bedroom on the right, the center living room area, which was just. At that point, dedicated to recording.
Yeah, we just
and your up. Room for computer games.
Yeah. I remember that shit. And we would just go fucking record, go to sleep, wake up at 4, edit, record late at night, edit all night, and then just fucking do
good
it again.
Times.
And now we got the Super Megaplex, and it's coming together. It's coming together really well now, actually. It's very close to being good. Which,
yes.
I mean, we're at the point now where we can actually record like the podcast in here.
Because I think it'll sound fine.
I think so too. It might sound a little different, but because we have to tweak with the audio. Yeah, this is the first one, so we got to see how we need to tweak the audio levels based on the room and stuff. So it might change a little more in the future. But you know, it's cool being able to.
Might have to get some outside help to be like, hey, what do you think would be best?
Yeah, is there too much bass? Too much high sound? Also, I think the big thing that'll make the office feel done is when the Let's Play. Recording studio is done this week.
Yeah,
you know. Also, have we mentioned that? I don't think we have. We're gonna start trying to drop the podcast on Spotify and iTunes before it goes on YouTube.
Yep.
Ooh.
So
a big change.
So we're gonna try to drop that like Wednesday or Thursday each week on iTunes or Spotify.
Because that way, it forces us, since it's the first one out, to put it out in general. Because usually we put. 2 to 3 to 4 or 5 out all at once. So that one forces us to, one, get it out earlier, get it out in general on time. So it's you still get a podcast once a week. And since we're still going to be uploading to YouTube, but we will be having more of a primary focus on the like the Spotify Spotify's and iTunes and stuff
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, because it's...
The Spotify's and the iTunes.
Oh, yeah, Spotify's and iTunes. It seems like a lot of you guys prefer to listen to it on those platforms.
Still going to be uploaded
regularly
on
YouTube.
It'll
still be on YouTube, but since it seems like so many people enjoy listening to it on that because they can listen to it on the go, where I get YouTube is actually a little trickier to listen to if you're not just putting it on your computer while you work, like if you're on the train or the bus or whatever... So we're going to try to put it on there first from now on.
Yeah.
And we'll let you know when it's out. We'll get our little monkey Jackson to tweet about it. yeah. But that's for, in terms of Super Mega updates, there's some other stuff we can't talk about yet.
Yeah.
It's all coming together.
It is. How's it feel from an outside perspective walking in the first time? You're like, wow, this place is a wreck.
Or like, I mean, it's I knew it was a work in progress, so I wasn't really like... taken aback or anything.
There's a lot of boxes. Right
there are. Now. There's a lot of boxes. A lot of garbage.
How do you like the soundproofing on the ceiling and walls?
It's nice. Yeah, it sounds so cool. It's like, ooh.
Well, we have metal stands right now because Matt and I have drinks that we wanted to set down. So
it just kind of clanged off.
You wanted
that,
to have them on tables instead of just holding them.
And yeah. I'm holding mine like actually, Justin. You will earn your place in the company where you get to have a side table during the podcast to put your drink on. For now, you need to hold it in your lap. Right?
How do I earn it?
That comes with time and experience.
It's more of a feeling. You'll
when
we'll
feel
know
it.
When it's time.
We'll know.
All right, yeah.
So just keep on doing what you're doing.
I'll just keep on working.
I gotta say, though, Justin, for real, you are a fucking fantastic editor, and we are so enthralled to have you editing on our channel. I wouldn't want anybody else editing on it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Like, it just worked out so perfectly with you, because at the beginning, you just liked our content, our style of humor.
Have we ever talked about, like, how we actually became friends?
I don't think so.
So, I used to, I found out about you guys when,
Was it before or after Syndigo?
Right after Syndigo.
It was, like, the tail end.
I was part of, like, the big wave of attention that came through. And,
Was it, like, during, like, the Markiplier time? Is that how you found us?
Yeah. Yeah, it was during that. It was before...
It's kind of like when the Markiplier stuff was coming to an end.
It was before you guys had actually even put Ryan on Kids with Problems. Like, it was when, like...
So it's really when...
Yeah, like, yeah, okay. And...
Before Mark went off to the space colony?
Yeah.
Oh, that's sad, man.
God rest his soul.
R.I.P.
But wait till he finds out Pluto's not a planet.
That's gonna be a rough day for him.
Did they know about RoboMark yet, or no?
We legally
can't talk about
it. Shit. Sorry,
remember to cut that out.
Yeah, yeah. Ryan, don't forget.
But what were you saying about you found us?
And yeah, then... I found you guys from there, and then I would just send Ryan really shitty Twitter memes.
And I was a lot more active on Twitter back then.
Yeah,
too.
Like really active. Like,
yeah,
once or twice
a day, I would tweet. But now I don't think I've put out a tweet in 2 months.
Well, there's one coming.
I've seen you on Twitter.
Well,
there's one coming.
Possibly.
Is it hopefully? Do you have to plan out a tweet for like 2 weeks in advance? it's coming, guys.
Well,
my tweet.
No, it's more like there's something that Justin and I are going to do this week.
We have to gather the material
AVN?
For it.
What?
AVN?
No. there's an event that we're going to that we're both excited.
Very excited.
I feel like I'll be forced to post something just because of how spectacular this event is going to be.
I miss you on Twitter, dude. Every time you tweet, I get so excited. I'm like, oh, Ryan tweeted. You got to tweet more, man.
Can I tweet out the most famous movie fart sound effect that's been used in Nacho Libre?
Just get like a clip art of like, you know,
I'm using it in the next vlog. The same one.
Yeah,
same
effect.
I'm proud of you for that, Ryan.
It's the one where the person's bouncing on the trampoline.
But did you use bruh sound effect too?
No, I didn't use bruh. We haven't used bruh or D's nuts, Gotti.
Put them all in right here.
Okay, there's some.
That was them.
Yeah.
I called an edit, guys. I did it.
But you were explaining.
What? So I would send...
Unless that's the story. So I sent shitty memes to Ryan, and he became my friend.
Pretty much, yeah. So, yeah, that's what you guys need to do. No, it wasn't just Ryan. It was to both of you guys. But, like, that went on for, like, about a year. And then out of nowhere, I sent... Like, at 3 a.m, I was working on a shitty video for my channel that's not even up anymore. And you tweeted something, and I made, like, a Syndigo video reference back. And then out of nowhere, you just followed me.
That's the one way to my heart.
Yeah, I remember it was the Uncle Max video. Uncle Max. You ready for Uncle Max's picks?
It's a good one. I
go on.
Go back to that video.
Take a bite. It's a great video.
But yeah, and then Ryan followed me out of the blue, and then we talked on DMs a bit, and then you would have followed me a few months later, I think.
Yeah, because I didn't really know who you were, but then I remember I saw one day on YouTube, you had done some like. Saints Row.
Oh God, we don't need to talk about that.
You like
you deleted it.
Saints Row.
I took that shit off, dude.
But I saw it, and I remember I thought it was funny.
I legitimately laughed because it was so bad.
I watched it and I was like, "This is pretty good."
Because it was essentially just bullying me.
No, it wasn't.
The video was essentially making fun of.
No, it wasn't.
I think it was.
No, it wasn't. This is the only joke I made was I made the jacket vest joke that Ryan fucking hates. I said it was Saints Row 4, and you can get this. There's this thing you can do where you run really fucking fast, and it looks really funny.
I'm not mad. I'm just saying it's a joke.
And the joke was like when there's a sale on jacket vests at Walmart or something, and it just shows Ryan's character fucking booking it.
That's funny.
See, that's what. Is that not a joke at my expense? Yeah.
Not really. It's more of a laughing with you thing.
Well, this is where
I don't buy him for a laugh, Justin. I buy him.
And also,
to
he doesn't get them from Walmart. He gets them from Target. Okay, yeah.
dude, you got to bring the jacket vest back.
I haven't worn a jacket vest in a while, buddy.
It has been a bit of. Oh, I forgot. Yeah, you kind of switched over to the hoodie tank top.
Yeah,
with it, where it's like basically if you just buttoned up a jacket vest and put a hood on it. I think I thought that was funny. I was like, Ryan, have you seen this guy? And he's like, yeah, that's Justin. And I was like, Justin?
That's Justin.
That is the Justin. So I followed Justin. And then we all just kind of became friends. And then eventually we reached this point with Super Mega where we were like, oh, my God. You know how much easier it would be if someone else edited our Let's Plays so we could focus on shit? Well,
no. First, it was the compilations.
That's right. For like, yeah.
Because we, because the thing is, Matt and I have always been very, what's the word? Possessive of kind of like the editing on our channel.
Because yeah. it's that's something you guys are known for.
There are channels based on the idea of something, but I think we're based, I guess, somewhat, for example, like vlogs where it's like, we go to the Grand Canyon. And that's it. Like, they just show themselves at the Grand Canyon. But I think in terms of what we like is we take that and we mold it as well our own type of
style.
It's your own brand. It's your own brand.
And I'm not saying other people couldn't do it.
There are a lot of people who put their own personality so well. Yeah.
Like, I'm sure other people could edit our live action stuff the same. But I think Ryan and I, a lot of it's also when we're shooting, we're thinking about editing while we're shooting. So it's like we have all these things in our head that, like, oh, we already have all these ideas. Mm-hmm. And then when we sit down, I guess, like, from the start, we've been editing our own shit. So, like, our live action is that, like, style. And so it's like we have done that so much now that, like, I don't know. Like, I almost don't like giving live action to other people to edit because, first of all, I genuinely enjoy editing our live action content. It's a lot of fun.
Now that's all we do. I really, like, I enjoy kind of just going over and over a video. Like, you know me with the Renaissance video. I just kind of going through it, and there'll be times where I'll take out a joke because I'm like, okay, that's a little too cluttered or not necessary, or I'll add something in. I like the sweet spot of editing isn't when I'm putting the timeline together, like the skeleton. It's when there are a few edits in there and all the clips are
in order
like,
yeah, it's like, ooh, because then it's just easy
and
sound.
Then all you're doing is adding edits, just watching and it come making together. It mm-hmm. mesh.
I mean, I love editing. Yeah, like editing is always has been, and I imagine will remain, like, one of my biggest passions. It's hard sometimes to get motivated with it, for sure. But I mean, I honestly, like, I would be totally cool. Actually, we do have some live action stuff coming up in the future if you want to take a crack at it.
I'm always down, yeah.
But we have some stuff that we think would be good.
So then in terms of that, with the Let's Plays, it started off, we gave Justin the compilations because mm-hmm. it was stuff that we had already edited, so we feel comfortable. It's like, that stuff we edited, we're comfortable.
And it was
with
very
that being
simple.
The video.
There was nothing to worry about.
Yeah, because even at that point,
putting it together, adding text, and then mm-hmm. the transitions, title card, end card, done.
And with Let's Plays, the difference that I noticed when you took over is that Matt and I cut out a lot more because we are a lot more self-conscious.
Well, I think that's also why
it's better for Justin, I think, to edit the Let's Plays in that case.
Yeah, and I think that's also why we don't. I think we might have such an iron grip on our live actions because I think at the end of the day, Ryan and I are also definitely self-conscious little bitches, and we're like, oh, we're not funny, and we have all this footage. So I feel like if we edit,
fix it in post.
It's like a guarantee that it's like, oh, if we have control over the editing of this, then we can guarantee it'll be what we want it to be. Mm-hmm. Where it's like, if someone else were to edit, we'd be like, oh no, it's showing like the unfunny stuff.
Yeah,
and now we don't look funny. That's just being self-conscious.
Well, I'm the same way with some of the edits I put in. Sometimes, like, I'll have something where maybe it'll be my voice or like just something like that, where I'm a big part of the joke, mm-hmm. and I sometimes
well, Justin's always a joke. But.
what's the, huh? the drum sound?
The drum fill.
Yeah,
yeah. I'm not adding it. You already did it. So,
well, yeah.
Du-dunks.
There you go. Sometimes I remember there was one on that Mario Let's Play that we did, which was like one of the second or third videos you guys gave me. Where I just, it was a really funny thing where I was like a newscaster, like replaying something stupid that Matt did.
Oh, yeah, yeah. When I fell down the, I remember that edit.
Yeah, I was like halfway through, I had to do like a bunch of stuff with the font and stuff. But I was like, I was really self-conscious about putting myself in the video.
No, those are my favorite edits.
Oh, when you, like the recent one too, when you opened up the packages we sent you.
Because that happened in episode 36, near the end, I guess.
I think so.
But I love the edits where you kind of put yourself in them,
mm-hmm.
Just because it it's weird. It adds another layer. It's not just like adding to a joke that's in the video. It's all, it's just creating a new one out of thin air too.
Right. Which is like, which I is like nice. Making my own stuff, but it's just difficult. So that's why editing for you guys is
like. We always throw
like,
you to dance and shit. You still haven't done some of the stuff we ask.
Yeah.
So.
What do you mean?
I mean.
Well, because you guys haven't given me the
Matt
endpoint
asked
for
you
it
graciously to throw up a picture of your penis, and I think the Sekiro
let's put
play
that in.
During the battle
Listen,
with the
pal,
with
sometimes
the
Listen,
leaving
Justin,
it.
As your employer, I don't give a fuck what you have to say, okay?
If I ask you to throw up a picture of your penis in
episode. Ask, he was telling you, Justin.
If I
Justin,
tell you.
When your boss asks you something.
Tell you.
But at any job, if your boss asks you something,
he is telling you.
He's telling you, right? It's just a nicer way of doing it.
Could you give me some coffee? What are you not going to get the boss?
Like, oh no, I mean you asked, and I'm just
yeah. Because
Matt, do you want some coffee?
You know, honestly, it's what time is it? It's 3:20 in the afternoon. I'm starting to get that 3 p.m. crash.
Justin, could you
no, no,
Justin. Also, our coffee machine. We have our coffee machine is, you know, me and Harrison and Jackson are little snobs about our coffee. So it's not like a Keurig. It's like we actually hand grind the beans and weigh them out. So if you can go do that real quick. Remember the ratio between water and coffee beans, by the way. It's very particular.
End bit.
Ryan.
Yeah.
Would you like any creme brulee?
Sure.
Justin, go whip it up. Justin comes with, like, beautiful creme brulee.
And then I leave and I become a world-famous barista.
Shit, man. Y'all mind if I,
Praise God?
Yeah. Can I take a break to praise God real quick?
Absolutely.
Can we take a break? I think all of us, let's go pray to our separate gods. Hopefully it's the same one looking at you, Justin. And... Then we'll be back with ad reads.
Little prayer break.
It's everyone's favorite part of the podcast. They're like, not only are they ending all current conversation, I know the next thing coming up is going to be an ad read. I'm so excited. If there's any time to click off the podcast, it surely isn't now.
More of the podcast coming up next. Like my stepdad and Justin, two out of three guys will experience some form of male pattern baldness by the time they're 35. The good news, with today's advancements in science, Keeps offers proven treatments that can combat the symptoms of hair loss.
Luckily for Justin and Ryan's stepdad, Jim, Keeps has revolutionized the way men are treated for hair loss. You used to have to go to the doctor's office for your hair loss prescription. Now, thanks to Keeps, you can visit a doctor online and get medication delivered to your home, Justin. No more waiting rooms and no more pharmacy checkout lines. Get doctor attention, discreet drug delivery, all from the comfort and privacy of your own little editing shack, Justin.
Prevention is key. Keeps treatments really work. They are up to 90% effective at reducing Justin's hair loss.
The sooner Justin starts using Keeps, the more hair he will save. So, Justin, act fast. Many men even experience hair regrowth with Keeps treatment.
Justin, you can find out why Keeps has more 5-star reviews than any of its competitors, and nearly 100,000 men, and that could be including you, buddy, trust Keeps for their hair loss prevention medication. Keeps treatments start at just $10 a month, plus, for a limited time, Justin can get his first month free, and you can too!
Ryan, luckily I was blessed with an incredibly juvenile hairline. But Justin, on the other hand...
It almost touches your eyebrows.
It almost does. You can't even... Some of the mornings I wake up, I can't even see a difference in my eyebrows and my hairline. But Justin, on the other hand, not so fortunate. That's why I recommend Justin uses Keeps to keep that hair. That's why it's called that, Justin. You know how you can go keep that hair? Go to keeps.com/supermega. What is that, Justin? No, we have to pay him if he says something.
Oh, that's
so,
true.
Ryan, what was that?
That's keeps.com/supermega.
That's KEEPS.com/supermega. Y'all know how to spell supermega. You're smart cookies.
We are back from praying and from that wonderful ad read.
Yes.
That was great. Thanks, guys, for talking about my baldness.
No problem.
I mean, it's something, I think male pattern baldness is something that we're very passionate about. We're actually going to do a charity live stream soon for men who don't have hair.
Yes, because I'm so incredibly self-conscious, and my hair especially is one of the main focal points of that. So for you guys to, you know, help me out and give me that link, it's great, and I really appreciate it. And,
absolutely. I mean, that's what we're here for. Right?
I'm just hoping that we got there in time, because it says it prevents hair loss, Justin.
I'm going to be looking in the mirror of your bathroom when we get back and just like, fuck.
Oh, dude, once that paranoia starts, it does not stop. Speaking from experience here.
You're just like, oh,
it was about, it was January of 2018. I remember like it was yesterday. I was visiting South Carolina.
Was it common or was it?
No, it was just, I was in my childhood bathroom at home and I'm looking in the mirror and I was just like, oh man, I have a big forehead. And then I was like, I'm looking up, I'm like, wait a second. Where my hair starts on my forehead, like, has it always been there? And then like I pulled my hair back and I saw like the widow's peak kind of, and I was like,
yeah.
Oh fuck. And I remember like I was obsessively Googling like difference between a mature hairline and a receding hairline. And I deducted I have a mature hairline because I look at pictures of myself at 17 and I have the same hairline. But it's still higher than I'd like it. And I'm like, fuck. And then Jackson Harrison started all those fucking balding jokes, so everyone in the comments does it.
Well, what
so
are their hairlines?
Harrison has a pretty good hairline. Harrison likes to rub it. I went and got my hair cut and they were talking about how good my hairline was in Jackson's. But let's be honest, if anyone's going bald soon, it's Jackson. I will be bald, I imagine. Think that's kind of my mom's father was bald.
You can pull it off though.
And my mom's
and your daddy was bald.
That doesn't affect
until he used Keeps.
Until he used Keeps, but that shouldn't even affect me. If your dad's it's only your mother's side, the baldness. But all I'm saying is, then like every time I looked in the mirror, I was like, is it going higher? Is
Justin
going higher?
Just had a.
Justin, it's gonna hit Justin now. Justin's always gonna be looking in the mirror like, oh, wow.
See, mine had a mature hairline.
Yo,
early
but you
on
have you actually ball. Have an incredible hairline.
Well, I think
you
that's,
have a juvenile hairline.
Well, my hairline's gonna be fine, but I'm gonna start balding in the at the
that's
top.
That's fine
of
though.
My
no
head.
One sees the top of your head. And also, by the way, when
that's
it,
where it's gonna happen.
When it comes to balding, you can fix that at the like if your crown is balding, you can fix that. Your hairline, you can't fix your hairline. That's something you have to get surgery.
What am I gonna start
for.
Doing a comb over?
No, you
hey
like
guys.
You can put
Ryan comes in one day with a comb over.
Yes, it's like a barcode. You can put like Rogaine and shit on a bald spot to help the hair grow, but your hairline Rogaine doesn't help with that allegedly.
Okay.
Your hairline is more genetics, where like going bald is something like the top of your head, you can grow that back.
Interesting.
Apparently, hairline's the big shocker. So I hope I didn't trigger anybody's scary bald fears. Because
no, not at all.
In conclusion, Justin will be bald at 26.
Thank you for.
Well, see, Justin, you're not going to notice it yet because usually you won't notice that shit until 23, 24. Mm-hmm. See, I'm in the prime of that where. Which is fueling my paranoia because I'm like, all right, I'll be 24 next year, and I look in the mirror and I'm like, this is the time. And also, I look at pictures of myself from when I was like 19, like early super mega, and my hair just looks more like looks different. It looks darker and thicker, mm-hmm. And I'm like, is it just I do my hair different? My hair has actually gotten lighter, like in color, since we started super mega. I've noticed it used to be a much richer color. Now it's a little more dull.
Yeah, when you when I see pictures of you when you were, I guess in. High school
crazy
and
hair.
College, you had like really dark brown hair.
I'm thinking,
but
actually,
you also had a lot shorter.
I'm thinking about actually dyeing it a little darker, just take it back to what it was because it's getting more like
no bleach blonde. Like
no bleach blonde. What? That if I want to guarantee a way to make myself go bald, it would be bleaching my head again. I think that.
Do you think your hair has suffered permanently from that one time of bleaching it?
It could have. It's possible.
And then re-dyeing it?
Yeah, I mean, it's totally possible. I mean, dyeing your hair doesn't hurt your hair. Like, if it's not bleached. Like, if I added some tone to make it, like, a couple shades darker, that wouldn't hurt it. But
well,
if you bleach
your
it.
Your scalp, didn't it? Like,
bleaching,
when you were there, like, it was.
Well, that was bleaching. I wouldn't be bleaching
well, that's
hair.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Bleaching, it, like,
that was more reminiscing on a time long gone.
It hurts, man. Oh, when I got my hair bleached that one time, I was fucking. And, like, I'd like to try it again at one point, but I wouldn't do the roots because that would. But I've thought about. My hair has become more of, like, a. Like a not blonde, but like a lighter brown.
Yeah.
Like a chestnutty brown, and I don't like it as much. So I might try to dye it a couple shades darker. Like not super noticeable, but it's like, oh, it's darker than it normally is.
Just black.
Jet black. Yeah. I'd dye my hair black for a video. Absolutely.
Would you?
Just see what it looks like, because I don't think that would damage my hair.
I cannot imagine you with jet black hair. I don't know why. I can't picture it.
What if I had just jet black hair?
I can kind of see.
Would I look completely different?
He looked like fucking Clark Kent. Like
he's
fucking
handsome.
Superman's
a. I almost said Batman. Superman's a fucking handsome.
Who's Batman?
Dude.
Who's Batman, man?
Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
There you go.
I almost said Bruce Banner.
Who's Iron Man?
Who's that? Who's Bruce Banner?
I don't fucking know.
No, no, come on, come on. Who's
it's a strain of marijuana. No, is it?
Wait, yes. Is that why you know that name?
Yes.
Wait, whoa.
The first time I ever heard
what?
Of Bruce Banner was the weed strain.
Wait, seriously.
The first time.
Matt, answer me this. Bruce Banner to you is, in this moment, what?
I have no idea. I only know that when I first moved to California, you showed me a strain of marijuana titled Bruce Banner.
Okay, wait. So, if I told you it was a comic book character, would you be able to nail down whose identity it is?
I know it's a comic character.
Would your brain mash together who Bruce Banner is?
So it's somebody's like real life name, like that.
Of course,
it has to do with the color.
But
Green Lantern?
No.
Green Goblin?
No. That's Norman Osborn, by the way. Is Green Goblin?
If there was a weed strain, weed's green.
It's that good green.
Yeah. Does that have to Hulk, green. The Hulk.
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
That makes sense now.
Did you never see that the early 2000s Ang Lee movie?
I did not.
Which is
we need to
bomb.
Watch that shit.
Justin and I have already
the Spike Lee Hulk.
We're gonna watch the first Raimi Spider-Man because I haven't seen that in years, and then I want to see the Ang Lee Hulk film because I haven't seen that since I saw it in theaters a long time ago, and I played the PS2 game, which was fun.
We beat it. Or which
we did not play.
Which game did we? Amazing Spider-Man.
Ultimate
Spider-Man. See, what I was talking about earlier, where it just you forget.
Right.
Honest, that was a fun series.
That stuff you don't care about. You don't take a liking to comic book stuff. It's not some stuff that interests you.
You know, see, Ryan, I'm more of a fine literature kind
of
guy.
Yeah,
you know?
Of course. You wake up in the morning.
You know, Rick and Morty. Simpsons.
Well, you don't have to. Okay, first of all, this shirt is a shirt I bought in Thailand, Justin, from a bootleg store. And let me just tell you guys what's on my shirt. I bought it because it's a fucking vomit of every brand. It's got the Apple logo, Rick and Morty, The Simpsons, Winter is Coming,
NASA.
South Park, NASA, Los Pollos Hermanos, Better Call Saul, Starbucks, an anonymous mask.
Did you already say Adidas?
No, I did not. Adidas, Vans. It's got an anonymous mask, but it's like that Obey painting.
Yeah.
But instead of Obey, it says F Society. Planet Express.
One Up.
Ooh, Quicksilver over here versus the Obama Hope painting, but it's Rick Sanchez, and it says Wubba Lubba
Dub Dub.
It was one of my favorite shirts of all time. I love this shirt.
It's nice.
Are you happy for me?
I mean, not particularly because of the shirt, but in general, you are a friend, and I see that your mood has bettered over the years, and I am happy for you.
Thank you, man. That means a lot.
Justin, you could pick up your mood a little bit. You're kind of a buzzkill.
Yeah, there's a bit of buzzkill energy going on.
Sorry, I was just thinking about the fact that you guys said I'm going to be going bald in the next couple of years.
Is that still on your mind? I honestly hope I didn't check some OCD box in his head now, and he's like, fuck. Because it really struck my OCD
Justin,
heart.
You shouldn't be paranoid, because the longer you keep it on your mind doesn't mean that the hair is going to be keeping on your head. You know what I'm saying?
Actually, the more you worry, the more the hair can go away.
Yeah. The more it can scurry.
Justin, can I see that hairline?
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely beautiful hairline. See, Justin?
Thanks, dude.
Look at this. Ready? It's the corners that start going. See that up in there?
See how it makes a – it's like a McDonald's arch?
Well, it's not like
– God. What the hell,
it's
dude?
It's called a widow's peak.
He's going to be laying in bed tonight. McDonald's.
I'm going to be laying in bed and be like, all right, I know we were all joking, but now it's like, you know.
I've already come to peace with like karma in some way is going to just take me out in a shitty way.
You think so?
Like a tree falling while I'm going out to like go to my car.
If you died from a tree falling on you, like.
I've seen a video of a tree, like it just randomly, it was like the wind was blowing a little bit, but the tree just right on top of someone that was just walking by.
That's a quick way to go.
What are the chances
that
person lived 30 or more years?
If he had stopped at one more red light that day, if he'd stopped to tie his shoe,
if their parents had stopped to tie their shoe when they were walking in a park,
that's why the butterfly effect is insane.
Yeah,
just that one exact moment they ended up there.
Their life, like, because the way time works, their whole life built up to that one moment, and it was always leading to that moment.
Every single little decision.
And the whole time that tree was growing to ultimately end in that fate.
Yep.
So right now, out there, whatever's going to cause your demise could be...
A meteor came and reshuffled the fucking earth to make sure that the land was in the proper place so that a tree could grow in that exact location.
Dude, this is the kind of talk that, like, I could do this talk for hours, but I freak out.
Disaster stuff?
No, not disaster stuff. Stuff like when you start getting
existential.
I almost said exploitative. Yeah. when you get existential, Yeah, so I have a fourth of a bachelor's degree. existential.
Yeah, the karma from bullying my good friend Matt and balding Justin.
What if you just go bald within a period of like 2 months?
Balding Justin.
There's that one picture. Oh my
gosh. Balding editor Justin.
There's that one picture of me with I used the Bald Booth app and like
it looked really good. Can that be your profile picture? Why don't you change it, man?
Dude, if you uploaded that as your profile picture, no one's going to second guess and be like,
it looks good. It looks real. I did one of those too, but it's pretty convincing. iDubbbz put it in his last video for some reason because everyone always says me and him look alike. So everyone's like, oh, yeah, did Matt Watson look like iDubbbz? iDubbbz look like Matt Watson? We're skinny white dudes with big foreheads.
Yeah.
And we wear glasses.
Damn, you didn't have to call him out like that.
I'm calling myself
out.
Well,
he has a mustache now.
And if I grew a mustache, should I grow a mustache to look more like him?
You want
to
try again?
I think there's nothing. I think it's admirable to try.
I don't ever want to discourage you from trying. But
did it look bad?
It was noticeable, and I wasn't used to it.
Well, mustache,
that's all about
of course
it.
It's noticeable, but did it look bad? Do you think,
I don't think,
if I did my hair different, like, if I had some different glasses, whatever, like, do you think I could pull it off? What if I got more weight in my face first?
Yeah, right now, I got more, a little more weight.
But what if I beefed up, I got a little more weight in my face, would I be able to?
I think all that it takes is for you to gain some meat in your biceps and in your chest. And no one's going to question a dude that they think would kick their ass.
Because right now I'm looking a little light in the
like,
loafers.
If you had, yeah, that's a way to put it. If you had, even if it was a shrinky dink mustache, no one's going to be like.
Shrinky dink mustache. Dude, he comes up with the best shit.
That's a good fucking name for it.
Can I tell him about.
Dink, that's a thing.
No, of course it's a thing.
Can I tell him about the world we started?
Sure.
Well.
Yeah.
Not.
I was talking to Matt.
He already told me what you guys built in Minecraft. We don't need to bring that up.
It's beautiful though, like unironically.
Did I tell you what our world name is?
That's what I was getting to. So, Ryan decided that we should start a Minecraft world together where we just like built a bunch of shit. And I was about to make it, and we were on the phone. And I was like, I don't know what to call it. And then out of nowhere, he just hits me with I don't think he was coming up with the name. He just said the phrase, "Goofy, goofy, poopy, poopy."
And that is such a on brand Ryan McGee.
Yeah, thing. It's a Ryanism. It's a Ryanism.
And we named the Minecraft world "Goofy, Goofy, Poopy, Poopy" in remembrance of my superior intellect.
Yes.
Yeah. Y'all, I got to come on this server and see this for myself.
You should.
Jax and I had a Minecraft server recently.
Well, we got a few more creations that I want to nail down before we give you a tour because I want to present certain things to you.
Well, what I'm excited for is to play Minecraft on the channel soon. That is something that we want to start doing once the office is set up when we're back from Australia, when we get back from going on cold ones.
It's once those popular YouTuber losers stop playing it.
I know.
Let the cool kids take it.
I know, that's the thing, right? You know, you got PewDiePie, you got Jacksepticeye, you got all these cool YouTubers.
What the kids
it.
Like.
Yeah, but guess what?
These big babies.
We're the underground.
Content for minors.
Exactly. Minors.
That work all day. They can only taste hot sauce because of all the chemicals down there.
That's crazy.
It's a hard day's work.
That's like mining
and
coal.
And they love Let's Plays.
They do. Coal miners in West Virginia.
Can you imagine like in the fucking coal lifts like in the 1900s? They just like some kid just got his fucking iPhone out just watching like Ninja.
No, they just set up speakers and it's just audio.
They listen
so they
to the
never
Super
see.
Megacast.
Dude, it's projected with a projector in like this one kind of cavern.
There's just black coal dust floating in front
Dude,
of the screen.
I went to a museum where they had a whole exhibit about like coal mining and stuff. And like it was like a tour. And they actually had like a coal mine lift that like went down like into the ground.
Did you
like a real one?
Did you go on it?
Yeah.
Hold on, I'm getting a call from Los Angeles.
You're gonna just interrupt my
It's a missed call now. I'll call them later. What if it's an important delivery?
From who?
It's an LA number. Continue, Justin. I'm sorry.
What was I saying?
Who knows?
You go down the lift.
Who knows?
Yeah.
I'm glad you're enjoying my story.
You were talking about how you think your hairline's starting to recede?
I mean, you're talking about a coal lift.
And you're going down in the lift.
Yeah, it was scary. That's what... They,
oh,
so
you
what,
made you made us feel bad for that.
When they went down
oh, shit, it's
into
scary.
The... They didn't have lights, so it would just be pitch black darkness until Fuck I got that. Down. It was the scariest shit, and they would be packed in... I think there was like maybe 10. I can't say the numbers because then someone in the comments is going to try to act smart by going to the Wikipedia article, copying it, pasting it, and then, you know.
Now you're
like
learning.
That.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not learning. We been new, sis.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Matt and I have been beaten down. Like,
you're out of your depth on this one, guys.
From like, because I've said some legitimately stupid things, but I think just...
Who doesn't, though?
Ours are just
apparently most
world.
People.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, the thing is, it's
actually
like,
Ryan.
When we talk about something on the podcast, like a real life subject, and we get some shit wrong, it's like, what do you expect from two fucking college dropouts that are doing a?
It's not even a college dropout thing,
half
though.
Half the podcast, me talking about shitting my pants. Will you want to come here for legit intellectual discussion?
Like, do people think everyone's just a fucking walking dictionary? Like, you just know everything about every like. I don't know. When in normal
There's
conversation,
some smart people that
there are.
In normal conversation, you're not going to, for example, you're not going to know the exact number of coal miners that went down a coal mining shaft
not
at
true.
One time.
10.
Damn. Love him or hate him, Matt Watson is spitting
just
straight
spitting
facts.
Spitting straight facts right now. I couldn't imagine being a coal miner, dude.
We'll try to right now.
I can't for some reason.
Dude, I seriously couldn't, like, because I was in, like, one of the, like, a recreation of, like, a mine. Like, scary shit ever.
You're also in the creation of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, Father God.
Amen.
Which you're always safe there, Justin.
Yeah.
So there's
I am the creation. We all are.
Yeah.
Together.
Super Mega is created by the Lord, technically.
Mm-hmm.
So God created Super Mega, so.
Yeah. It's all part of his plan.
Yeah. It's Everything. In the Bible. It's part of God's plan by Drake.
Could you imagine if Christians had an NDA? Like, if you joined a church, they had an NDA, so you couldn't talk about Christian, like, the stuff in Christianity? Like, so what happens with Jesus?
Scientology?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I was kind of like, I was thinking about Scientology and I was bringing it back over. I was like, that is weird, but they're still exempt as a religious thing and not this weird club. I don't want to say too much. I don't want to get on their list.
It's like someone with a blow dart gun right outside the window.
The thing is, I want a Hollywood movie to kind of give them an old 1-2.
They're powerful though, man. They have so much money, and well, also like, they're
why can't Tarantino give them a good old pop boop?
So
you
like,
know
there's,
what
like there's
probably Scientologists.
Like there's Big Tobacco, which is Big Christianity.
Okay, why does Tarantino not give them 1-2? What actor does Tarantino work with in a lot that he likes?
Not Tom Cruise.
John Travolta.
He's only worked with him once, right?
Oh, that's true.
Samuel Jackson
is not a Scientologist.
Oh, is he not? Wait,
no.
Not a I thought we were just talking about actors that Tarantino liked.
No. We're talking about actors he's worked with that are Scientologists.
Oh,
Tom Cruise could have been in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Really?
I think he was the next. I think he was the next choice
after Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
Or what about
something like that?
There's like rumored Scientologist celebrities. Like Will Smith is one of the rumored ones.
Yeah.
Could you see that? Like.
The way he acts, yeah, because the way Scientology has been presented to me through like documentaries and interviews and debates and shit like that on YouTube is it has that kind of Mormony vibe on the outside, but in a more kind of creepy, like kind of like dark and gloomy type of way. Like Mormons are kind of like. All bright and like, hey, haha, everything's great. We don't judge you. Haha, we'll go watch the Book of Mormon musical and laugh at it because everyone's having fun. And then you have like Scientology who's like, we'll take you into a back room and beat you for 3 months.
We'll show up in front of your house
it. Yeah,
with a t-shirt like, with your face on it and register
so
a website.
What is Scientology? Like, what do they believe?
Fake.
Hey, dude! So Justin... Is it true that before we started the podcast, you were just telling Ryan how you think Scientology is the biggest bullshit?
Dude.
And, like, you think David Miscavige, the head of Scientology, is just the shortest little fucker in the world?
I mean, he is.
There's a video of him sucking dick, dude.
What?
Yeah.
No, you're fucking with me.
Here, I'll show you.
No.
Hold on.
No way.
Yeah.
What?
I know,
holy
dude.
Shit. Look at him. Justin sent that to you.
Yeah.
Justin, how do you have that?
Look, we don't need to bring up what I do on my off time, okay? I'll keep editing the Let's Plays. You guys keep making your fucking fart jokes. And...
Could you imagine us getting an email where it's like, do not ever make a reference?
Dude, I mean, I would shit my pants for the third time in 1 week. Like,
Dude, your sponsors are going to hear you guys talking about Scientology and just run the other way.
I think Scientology is big enough and rich enough to the point where they don't really give a shit about being.
But what are they? What are they like? What do they believe in? What's the catch with Scientology?
You want to run through it real quick?
Because I seriously don't know anything. I know it's creepy as fuck.
I
like
can't
a cult,
get down to specifics. But essentially, it is a program that started a long time ago under the guise of like self-betterment when a lot of those things were like kind of popular. It's self-betterment, but. Okay. It claims to have its own scientific and theories on the world, much like, you know, Christianity or stuff has kind of like.
But
in this case, it's more in line of the dead souls of ancient aliens inhabit us. And those are that's what makes us do evil things.
That's why we have stress. That's why there's bad in the world.
Yeah.
Here, let me give you the backstory, OK?
All right.
So many, I don't know how many years ago, I don't know if it's billions or if it's 10,000 years ago, I don't think fucking matters. Yeah. Basically, there's a galactic overlord named
Xenu
with an X.
Okay, yeah. I've seen that name tossed around before.
So Xenu, I don't remember what he was doing. I don't remember if they were slaves or something, but it, you know, from aliens, they took all of these prisoners or these souls or something.
Threw them into a volcano.
They came to a distant planet, which is Earth, and they dumped them into a volcano to like banish all the souls or some shit.
Their souls escaped from that volcano.
And went into early humans, which were cavemen back then. Now humans have sin and things and bad things happen because those damned alien souls are inside of us now, which are called thetans, right?
Mm-hmm. And I think I don't know if I'm correct, but I kind of want to believe that Scientology's answer isn't getting rid of thetans, but it's more of like self-betterment and becoming in tune with knowing that they are inside of you. And
yeah, and then there's like this,
you
like
can
a,
become stronger.
There's like a thing you have to do where basically you hold these two metal things and they read your like thetan levels or something, and you have to just do this past
maybe
regression.
Maybe you do dispense
thing.
Them over time.
I think you do, because you go through like a past regression where it's like a type of therapy they came up with where you like.
Here's the therapy, Justin. So it's therapy that's recorded and they keep in archives, and you tell them your deepest, darkest secrets from the beginning of the earliest memory that you can remember. So they have. Think of every Scientologist out there, pages of documents and like a bunch of audio recordings.
So it's allegedly, from what I've seen from documentaries, it operates on blackmail. So that's these people are, because basically it's like, we have all of this on you. Also, like, they're very powerful. The IRS was trying to remove their tax exempt status, and they did that whole operation where they opened up all of these civil like lawsuits.
They basically just threw a shit ton of lawsuits at the IRS to be like, hey,
individual members,
to basically bully them.
They and beat the IRS,
they beat the IRS into submission to make them what's it called?
To not take away their tax exempt status.
Yeah, as a religious organization.
So they legitimately like they found the personal info of like IRS members, and they opened a bunch of like small lawsuits against all of them. Apparently, like so many,
because they have the money to do it. They're rich as hell,
and they had like everyone in the church, like the big people, do it. So then, Going Clear is an HBO documentary that I highly suggest people watch if they're interested, because I didn't really realize how scary Scientology was until I watched that, and I was just my mind was blown. I've watched it like three times now. It's very, very eye opening.
Because there's the weird stuff that's like the alien stuff, right? But then they also have people. There's a word for it. It's not banishment, but basically,
disconnect.
You, okay. If the church isn't okay with someone, or they aren't in the Church of Scientology, and they are seen as kind of a threat, you have to disconnect from that person. And at the beginning, remember, self-betterment, like the book will be like disconnect from people who, but later when you're really involved with the church and a lot's writing on it, they tell you to start disconnecting from people like family
that aren't,
and so there are people who have lost family members and haven't talked with them in years because they disconnected from them.
I mean, that rationale of thinking so dangerous. It's like that girl who her whole family is in the Westboro Baptist Church, and like they will not speak to her.
Yep,
you know, it's like she chose to not.
I think she's still religious, but she's like, I don't need to be an asshole.
Yeah,
so
that's how you should be.
Yeah. I mean, that's what it's totally
just
fine
be
to
a
be
dick.
Religious.
Just don't like, be a dick. Like, that's
there's nothing like you can be religious. That's absolutely like spirituality. Like, go for it. Just don't be a dick, you know?
It's like, don't simple. Don't push what you believe onto others, sort of thing.
Exactly.
Know?
and don't
unless you have a podcast.
Yes, then
you guys should just start pushing Scientology on the podcast, like slowly, like the viewers. Like,
man,
just...
I cleanse my thetans this weekend. I honestly feel good.
They're still sneaky about it. They will have posters. One was near our old place of living, where it was just kind of like enrich your life, better your life. Nothing about Scientology. Then you looked inside and you could read like on a book that it was a Scientology book.
Oh, I mean, you and I used to live right next to a Scientology center.
Yeah.
We didn't realize for like, no, it was directly like across the street.
Wait, that was
a Scientology center.
I thought that was just like a bookstore.
No, that was a Scientology.
They're real sneaky about it.
And if you didn't know, like I didn't know for the first like year and a half.
It's also kind of secret. It's almost like it's like, we'll let you come in.
So you have to willingly decide you want to be, well,
also, you
got to
give a lot of fucking money.
Because when I think of Scientology, I think of the people on Hollywood Boulevard. I think it's Hollywood Boulevard, where they're standing out in suits and trying to like get you to come in and test your thetan levels and watch a little 15-minute documentary and their little.
They give them a bunch of free books and DVDs,
pamphlets and stuff.
It's just wild, and also it's worth throwing out there: the creator of Scientology, L. Ron Hubbard, was a science fiction writer who was famous for writing science fiction about aliens and shit. So take that into consideration. And there's also a quote from him where he's like, he was joking with Orson Welles, and he's like, the quickest way to become rich is to create a religion.
Mm-hmm.
And I think him and Orson Welles actually, I was told by someone, of course, I don't know if this is just like an urban legend, but they had a bet on like who could become rich off of a created religion first.
Ooh.
Wow.
Because L. Ron Hubbard has a lot of stuff. Because he was in the Navy, wasn't he? Because there was the thing where he was in the Navy. And
he's a pathological liar.
He's proven to be a pathological liar.
Science fiction writer, pathological liar.
When he was in the Navy, because he was on like he was on the ships and they were out there for long periods of time.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes it would get cold out on the ships. He would actually trade oral sex for hot chocolate a lot of the nights. Interviews have come out about that. So that's a very interesting, like, fun fact. But yeah, I'm just afraid to... I don't know why. It's because they're really fucking creepy.
They want you to be afraid of them, though. You know? Because it's like... Power, like, people in power... Like, fear is used to control people. And when people start speaking the truth, it absolutely...
Hello?
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
We are actuaries. In a world filled with unpredictability, we use our math skills to navigate uncertainty. Actuaries make a difference in people's lives across industries and the world. Actuaries have the freedom to work anywhere. And according to U.S. News & World Report, we're the 25th top-paying career. Make an impact as a fact seeker and a truth teller. Use your math skills for good as an actuary. The world needs you.